This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
High Noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We'll go on the clock shortly with a full wild card weekend preview. 60 seconds each, what we think is going to happen on Saturday, on Sunday, and all the way to the Monday night matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Houston Texans.
I don't care for it. They shouldn't be playing on Monday, but I will watch.
You didn't think they should be playing on Saturday.
No, I know. That's for the college kids.
Which I just connected
with. High school Friday,
yep.
College Saturday, pros Sunday.
Beautiful.
Rest Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. High school Friday, college Saturday, pros Sunday. Repeat.
I just connected the dots. I'm going to be going to the Celtics on Saturday, Bragg.
Oh, my God. Another game for Jones.
And now I'm like, crap, I'm going to be missing the football game on Saturday. I didn't even think about that until right this second.
That's tough. That's not ideal.
Now I understand why I'm going on Saturday.
A lot of good tickets available.
I just connected all the dots on why I'm going on Saturday night. But okay, neither here nor there. It's been a busy day around here. We ranked all the playoff coaches. You can seek that out at Jones and Keefe. Taylor Kyles, CLNS, with a great breakdown on Pats and Chargers. The best I've heard. So it's worth a re-listen using the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. We also are getting a bunch of messages on this. Stray ones in Twitch.
Yeah.
People texting in. Twitter mentions. I'm sure the YouTube chat as well. Hey, guys, don't you realize Mike McDaniel was fired?
Yes.
By the Miami Dolphins? Let's reset that quick before we go on the clock.
Yep.
McDaniel out. We both think Harbaugh's going to Miami.
Kind of has to be based on the timeline. It was surprising that McDaniel kept the job as long as he did. It felt like early in the season he was going to be gone. Then they committed to him. They're like, no. We're keeping this guy. And then they kind of found a little bit of life, and you're like, oh, is he going to keep the job? And then they go through the end of the year, and they're like, we're going to look at everything. I'm like, Troy Aikman's going to help us break down the whole organization. You're like, that doesn't sound great for him. But then he survived Sunday afternoon. He survived Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You get the news about John Harbaugh. So you're like, all right, he's still
just,
there, I guess.
You just gave the whole analysis the other day. You're like, the really bad coaches get fired in season.
Yep.
The next wrong, pretty terrible coaches get fired like the second they leave the stadium, like Jerod Mayo.
Then you get a pile on Monday.
Black Monday is like your standard run-of-the-mill firing, and then the respectful firing.
Right. The guys who have been there a while.
Bill Belichick, John Harbaugh, they get to like Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, wait a minute, there's a great candidate available. Because yesterday we were trying to find where is John Harbaugh going to go? And we're looking at the openings that were there, and you're like, he's going to be the top candidate probably for everybody. Where's he going to go? And I was like, well, he's probably getting even more to choose from than just that list. There's going to be some team out there that is like halfway on their coach, but they think they can upgrade with John Harbaugh and they're going to fire him. I thought maybe Tampa Bay would be that team. They fired their offensive coordinator, but they didn't fire their head coach, at least yet. And then you see Mike McDaniel get blown out of Miami and you're like, yeah, that's probably where John Harbaugh is going to go.
So that's what I think. I think he's making a mistake taking that job. Like if I were him, there was a report, I forget who had it, but there was a report yesterday or early this morning that he's not taking any interviews this week, which seemed to indicate he's waiting to see if any of the playoff jobs are going to open. Tomlin in Pittsburgh, I don't actually think he'd go there. Maybe Green Bay with LaFleur, maybe McDermott in Buffalo. I'm probably missing another one off the top of my head. But all these various jobs where he'd look at it and go, maybe he'd go there. Well, now that the Dolphins have fired McDaniel, I kind of think that's forecasting and letting you know that's where he's going. As Rap Sheet highlighted earlier, Stephen Ross, the owner in Miami, Michigan guy, connected to Jim Harbaugh, yeah, knows the Harbaugh family. So that seems to make a lot of sense. And I think if our instincts on this and logic are right, Keith, well, it's bad that he's going to be in the division for the Patriots. That's bad news, even though, yeah, I think he's making a mistake. Yeah. I still don't want a quality head coach in the division.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it makes them better. Like, they have their work cut out for them because they have to replace their quarterback, and that's easier said than done, right? Some teams are able to find a guy, and they're great that year, or you just lost in that cycle of drafting them, trying to develop them, get the old free agent, like all the different things that you're there. But just as a head coach, John Harbaugh has been good. He's won big games. He's won a Super Bowl. So, like, yeah, I think he would make them better.
So, me too. And we said yesterday and spent some time on this, he could be Vrabel and turn around a bad team quickly. I don't know if the Dolphins qualify as, like, a bad team. They weren't good.
But that's the thing is, like, if you improve them by a few wins, you're already talking about.
Right.
How many games did they win this year?
I think
year?
They won seven.
Yeah, so.
They're picking 11th. I think they won seven games, if I'm, yeah, not mistaken. So, do you think he could win with Tua? Like, do you think part of his sales pitch to Ross would be, oh, yeah, I can make the playoffs with Tua?
I mean,
or do you think he's going to start over with a different QB?
I mean, there's a difference between being confident and insane. And so I don't think he would tell him he can win with Tua. I mean, I don't think he can win with Tua. I don't think anybody can win with Tua.
I mean, win meaning like not
the whole thing?
No. Just like
he
get
can
to
be my guy. Yeah, I can salvage him.
McDaniel just got to the playoffs with him twice.
Well, Tua was asked if he would like a fresh start.
That'd be dope. Yeah, but
it would be dope.
This is
now,
a fresh start.
It is. John Harbaugh is a fresh start.
I was interpreting that as a change of scenery, but no, yeah, maybe it's just get rid of the head coach.
I can only imagine, though, if John Harbaugh ever got frustrated with Lamar Jackson, and then now he has Tua, and he's like, oh, my God, what are we doing here? But that's one of those ones where they already paid him, they committed to him, and then you're like, I guess you could do worse, although is Quinn Ewers even worse? Quinn Ewers might be.
Quinn Ewers
is worse. He's worse.
I don't know,
yeah, too crazy here. But, yeah, because that's what it's all about, because I know you like the Giants job, or at least think it's a better job. But that also comes back to, like,
I would take the Giants job over Miami, yeah.
But, like, Jackson Dart might also be, like, are you going to be trying to replace him, or is he, like, the long-term guy there? Like, he plays like a wild man, so I don't know.
I think the idea is he's the long-term guy,
yes,
there.
Yes, of course.
You know,
but like, they have two guys that are very entertaining in Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart. Both are, like, the way they play, it feels like they're going to burn hot in the league.
Did I read this? Is Malik Nabers still walking with a cane? Did I read that?
He's like, was he Mr. Peanut?
No, he's like rehabbing from his.
What pro athlete is walking around with a cane? Don't they have like a boot or like a chair?
Can somebody fact check me on that? I thought I saw he was walking.
He's walking around with a monocle.
I think his whole
and a top hat.
I think his whole knee was messed up. I think it was more than the ACL.
He was spotted wearing a vest, a cane.
Hang on. Malik Nabers.
Keep your eyes peeled for Malik Nabers and a cane. That is cool. I love the guy from Jurassic Park, his cane.
Over the past weekend, Nabers appeared to be in a knee brace and using a cane before the Giants' Week 18 finale against the Cowboys.
Top five canes?
I missed
cane
your joke.
Cane.
Cane.
Hurricane. Miami Hurricanes.
The Undertaker's brother.
Say it again?
The Undertaker's brother.
Oh, great good one. Joe Cane, the quarterback from the program.
Yep.
Cane sure. is able.
Candy.
Candy Cane. Do we have that?
Yeah, it's Candy Cane.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cane.
Come on.
Oh, man. Is it
Malik Adam? Nabers Cane,
obviously.
Now?
Yeah. Crap, it's me. I don't know. I'm out.
Pull the zip cord.
Yeah, he's walking with a cane.
That's not good.
No, so that's
that Giants job is bad.
Job's maybe worse than I thought.
That Giants job. They've gone through a lot of coaches, too. They've had 1, 2, counting an interim, 3, 4, 5, 6 different coaches since Coughlin. They go through them.
Oh, they go through it big time.
Yeah.
I think he could handle New York, though, Harbaugh.
Like, oh,
and that's not a job for everybody.
No.
I think he can handle New York. Yeah. So that to me is a better job than Miami, although Malik Nabers is Mr. Peanut. And Cam Scott
could text you. Do you have a pocket watch?
Okay. So that's
it's time to go to rehab here. Let me see.
Ooh, Danity Kane. We definitely didn't say Danity
Kane.
That's a good one.
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of different Kane.
You said Citizen Kane, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Legendary film.
Well, that would be one of yours. I was thinking
Joe Kane. That was my movie reference.
All right.
The program.
Good Kane talk.
Great Kane talk. I didn't know that about my neighbors.
Kane from Menace to Society.
Oh. All right.
I don't recall
you
that.
You don't remember Menace to Society?
I think I do remember the film. I don't remember the character. Who's the character?
Time for a rewatch.
Yeah, it sounds like. I got to get in on that. Anyways, that's the latest on the coaching carousel. Mike McDaniel out in Miami. I would assume that Harbaugh's going there. What?
Cocaine.
Oh, my God. How'd we miss that?
Good text.
Diggs just texted us. Yeah. Hey, guys. You're missing one.
Former Superman Dean Cain.
Oh, yeah.
Dean Cain, good one.
Yeah.
Real nice.
He's got real political.
Real nice. Oh, has he?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I was talking about.
He's like
said
Aubrey
real
Huff,
nice.
I think.
He's similar.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Raising Cain's?
Raising Cain's.
I've never actually eaten there. I hear good things. I've never
Cain
actually
Alvarez.
Eaten a Raising Cain. Who's that?
I don't know. Baseball player, I think? Patrick Cain.
Is he an MMA guy?
This is a good one for you, Keith.
Oh, Lorenzo Cain.
Oh, no. Cain Alvarez. Oh, Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez
there
was the UFC fighter.
Nick Kaner Medley. I know you're a fan
Nick
of that
Kaner
one.
Medley that's
a
from
good,
Maine, right?
Good pull. Yeah, yeah, that's a good pull. Yeah. All right, more cocaine. Yeah, a lot of cocaine coming
mostly
in.
Mostly cocaine now right. at this point. People.
Michael Caine?
Michael Caine, great one.
Michael Caine.
That's Michael Caine saying his name. That's an impression of him saying his
that
own
was
name.
Good. That was pretty good. Yeah. You know what's good about that impression? You don't even need to explain it. That's what's good about that. You can
it
just
is,
be like, yeah.
It is a really good one.
He was in a...
You merely adopted the
no, that's
dark.
Bane.
I was born in
no,
it.
No, that's not... That's Bane. Not Caine.
Michael Caine. I hadn't seen him up at Christmas Carol. You got in my head. I hadn't seen him up at Christmas Carol.
He legit should have won an Oscar
he was,
for that.
He was great in that.
He's acting his tail off around Muppets. The whole movie. And he never even like...
Oh, they're not all Muppets.
There's a couple humans, but it's mostly
yeah.
Muppets.
Yeah.
And he's just like so serious in that movie. He's awesome. He's screaming at Kermit.
Yeah.
Real tough boss.
Okay. Good Caine talk, yep. along with all the breaking news
yep.
on Mike McDaniel out in Miami. Probably John Harbaugh going there. What does it mean for the Patriots? 617-779-7937. Time now, though, Keith. Stop looking at the text line. We'll never go on the clock if we keep looking at the text line. What?
You
got a good one?
Yeah, well, the text line has a few that are pretty good.
All right.
I don't know.
Why are you? What are you clicking all these buttons for?
No, I can't find it. Oh, there's Sugar Caine.
Yep.
Sugar Cane's a good one. You don't like that one? Are you reading these lists coming through?
Oh, this is close. Fraser Caine? Is that what you're looking for?
Jones, Keith, it's good friend. Kelsey Grandma just wanted this.
No, Fraser Crane. It was Crane.
Yeah, it's close, though. That's all out.
Not Caine.
Fraser Caine.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Crane.
Well done, though. Who'd have thought there'd be
guys getting good. Really silly? Hopefully, we can get back.
No, he's
got it.
He's
right. Yeah, let's get back down to brass tacks. Stop. Look, I can't look at the text line.
Right,
stop doing
that.
Yeah, we're done with it.
All right, do you want to go first on this?
No. Why don't you take it?
I'll go first.
I want Keith going on the clock with a full wild card weekend preview in just 60 seconds.
Okay, the first game is tomorrow, Saturday, 4:30, Rams and Panthers. This is the game of least significance. This is probably going to be a blowout. Rams are going to win this game. Make sure you get your food and snacks and everything ready for the night game and the rest of the weekend. Saturday night, Bears-Packers. I'm taking the Bears. They're home dogs in this one. You know me. I love Ben Johnson. I think they get the win at home, plus no Micah Parsons for the Packers. Bills-Jaguars. I've been torn on this one. This is the 1 o'clock Sunday game. I'm going to take Josh Allen, though, to pull this one out. Go on the road and win this game. 49ers-Eagles should be a great one. Either Nick Sirianni, your guy Jones, or Kyle Shanahan is going to lose that game. I think it's going to be Shanahan. Eagles move on. Patriots-Chargers, give me the Patriots. Big game for Drake May. I think they win and cover the 3.5. And then on Monday night, Steelers and Texans. I think Tomlin loses this game and... keeps his job because he keeps his job every single year, but it'll be a third straight playoff win, at least seasons with a win for D'Amico Ryans as he continues to pat his resume.
Okay. That's how Keith sees wild card weekend going.
Just 60 seconds.
Let me get this straight again. You had Houston, you had Philly.
Yep.
You had the Rams for sure. Those are the NFC games.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I also.
I'm sorry. Oh, AFC game I had mixed in there. And you had the Bears over the Packers.
Give me the Bears. Give me the Bills.
You had Buffalo.
Yep.
And you had New England.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like there's going to be a little.
No. Some
like
overlap?
There might be a sizable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Amount of overlap here. Nick, put me on the clock. By the way, if you want to go on the clock with all your thoughts for Wild Card Weekend, including Pats and Chargers, 617-779-7937. You can do that right now. You only get 30 seconds. You're not experts like us, too.
No.
We get 60.
30 seconds.
We get the full minute. So, Nick, why don't you throw me on the clock? I'll give you the preview here. All right, here's your Wild Card Weekend preview. In just 60 seconds, I'm starting with the Patriots, 3.5-point favorites over the Chargers at home. They're going to win by a touchdown. Drake May is going to show why he's the MVP. Justin Herbert going to choke again, 0-3 in his life in the playoffs. Next up, I got Buffalo, 1.5-point favorite over Jacksonville. They're going to pull off the non-upset. Allen too much for the Jaguars, who, by the way, are still the Jaguars. Final AFC game, Texans 3-point favorites at Pittsburgh. Houston defense going to dominate. Steelers can't keep winning on Monday Night Football. That's not going to bail them out forever. Over in the NFC, Green Bay, 1.5-point favorite at Chicago. The Bears are going to pull off the upset. Packers, different team without Micah Parsons. I think it's going to show here. San Francisco, 4.5-point underdogs at Philly. Eagles begin their Super Bowl defense with my guy, apparently, Nick Sirianni. Niners exposed again by a good defense that happened last week against Seattle. Final game, Rams, 10.5-point favorites at Carolina. They get their revenge. They lost earlier this year, but Carolina keeps it close and covers. So I think we have all the same.
Do we really?
I think we have all the same games. Yeah.
Yeah, I really went mostly favorites, I guess, except for the Bears, right? Is that the only... I think I want favorites. Although there's a couple, like, I mean, Buffalo's only 1.5.
We got a lot of road teams, but they're all road favorites. What could possibly go wrong there? We have no differences? What the hell?
That's bizarre. Maybe we should talk about this ahead of time.
You know what occurred to me? Yeah, right. We're like, who's your impact player? Milton Williams. Like, me too.
Damn it.
Who we got winning all the games? These 16. Oh, yeah, me too. What can you say?
We call them like we see them.
We embrace debate when there's real debate. When there's no debate, I guess we just agree.
Two similar lines would be the last two AFC games. Who has a better chance of winning, the Chargers here on Sunday or the Steelers home against the Texans?
Oh, honestly, I think Pittsburgh
has a better chance of winning.
Yeah, they're at home.
Yeah, they are at home, and it's Monday night,
right? They never lose on Monday night at home.
Apparently Tomlin has a dog, too. He has, like, a really good record or something? Is it Monday night dog?
I misheard what you said. I guess I'm Wiggy here for a moment. I thought you said he had a dog.
He probably did.
I was like, he did. He's like, he has a dog. Cool.
That's what he said?
Yes.
That's what I thought he said.
He has a dog?
That's what you said.
I mean, I don't know enough about the guy personally, but they're great pets. Family members, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. That Texans defense is scary, but it could be just like a really low scoring game, you know, and the Steelers win. CJ Stroud struggles and Pittsburgh wins.
You know what occurred to me? And we've been so adamant. We're like, Seattle won't win their first playoff game. I'm picking against Seattle. We need the Rams to beat Carolina, which I feel good about. And we also need the Bears and the Eagles to win because the only team Seattle can play, Keith. They can only play the bottom four seeds in the NFC, depending on how it shakes out. Those are the only. They can't play Philly. They can't play Chicago. So.
Yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So now play it out. If Seattle gets Green Bay, who are you picking?
Seattle, probably in a massacre.
If Seattle gets the Niners again, who are you picking?
Probably Seattle, but like I think that's up for grabs.
Yeah, but I'd pick Seattle.
Yeah, it didn't go great the last time, but it's hard to beat a team three times.
Seattle and the Rams.
Or did they split in the regular season?
No, they split.
Okay.
I think. No, they won week one with Purdy. It wasn't Mac.
So something's got to give.
Yeah. Something would also have to give third matchup if it's Rams and Seahawks.
I think the Rams would beat them this time.
Rams I would pick.
But they would slaughter the Packers.
Yeah.
Do you think?
So. Yes.
Automatically who it would be if the Packers win on Saturday against the Bears.
What if somehow Carolina beat the Rams? Who would you take? Seattle?
Well, now they're hot. Now Carolina's hot. So I mean, you'd have to consider. I wanted to put them in Cat in the Grass during our tiers, a literal Cat in the Grass, but you argued lower than that.
I did. And that's my Carolina Panthers, by the way. Not everyone had the foresight to have them as a playoff team.
Yeah, them as a wild card team.
Well, well, I knew 8-9. I would get them there.
I figured that should be enough.
Yeah. Not everyone has that kind of.
Based on the third tiebreaker, they should be able to get in there.
Vision, just seeing the board like me.
No, that was good.
Okay. Tomlin as a dog? As a dog.
He did say as.
As a
dog. It sounded like
Tomlin as a dog?
As
a dog.
He said, Nick?
That's he even said it as a question. He's like, Tomlin as a dog?
Well, I was wondering, like, is that the stat, too? Because Jones had this Steelers Monday night stat, and I'm like, I think it's as a dog. As. The word as.
Yeah. No, you were right. We were wrong. You want more of these?
This is a good question on the text line.
Oh.
Keith, are you going to take over or under 3 yards for Josh Jacobs?
Push.
Yeah. No bet. No bet.
No bet.
No bet.
Text line says, can we get back to the cane talk, please?
Yeah, good cane. Right. Cane Corso. Good dog breed.
Oh, that is a good
dog. Oh, we should tear dogs.
Do we? Don't bring that up.
That was devastating.
We said Tully Bantacane?
Oh, no, I didn't
Tully Bantacane. Good one.
He had like 5 sacks or 6 sacks in one game, didn't he?
No.
He had like 5 sacks in a game.
What?
Against like the Bills.
Novocaine? We didn't say Novocaine.
Oh, Novocaine. Good one.
We had cocaine. We didn't have Novocaine.
I thought there was another good one that made its way in here. John McCain. I don't want to get political.
In a single. Oh, no. Wait. Never mind.
Yeah, what were you going to say there on Tully Bantacane? 5 sack game? That really happened?
Yeah.
Is Miles Garrett?
Career high season, he had 10.
Yeah.
I think most of them were in one game. He also famously left his Super Bowl ring in the bathroom at the Burlington Mall. he had his name in it. It's a good Samaritan. Gave it back to him.
That's a hard one to steal, admittedly. When your name's in it, that's a hard
one.
Yeah,
it's like Tully Bantacane.
You're like, wow, look at this thing. This is awesome. And then you're like, oh, crap, his name's in there. I can't just sell this on the black market.
Smith.
Yeah, it's going to come back to me real quick.
Looks like it was a career high of 3 for Tully Bantacane, week 14 of 09.
Damn it.
It was either 6 or 3. No way it was only 3. He had way more than that.
I get what you're saying. A 3-sack game for Tully Bantacane is like
6 tackles in a game one time.
No, I'm not talking about tackles.
A 3-sack game for Tully Bantacane.
I think they retroactively took some away from him. I swear when I was watching the game, he had way more.
He actually set the record, and then they took them all away.
Yeah, they gave.
You're telling me Tully Bantacane didn't have like a 6-sack game?
They went back and
gave
him all.
He had 10 sacks in 09, which was a career high. So I looked at the game logs. His season high that year was 3.
Okay. Well, I still don't buy it.
All right. Well, let's do some research.
Somebody's playing games here.
Let's do some research on this. I think we settled the great Kane debate.
And that was the only time you ever had more than 6 sacks in a season, right, so I would assume that's the one.
Calm down. Who else remembers the Tully Bantacane 6-sack game?
617-779-7937. You guys can jump in there on that if you do recall. We'll get to your feedback. We'll also get to something that we never got to earlier in the show with the Mike McDaniel breaking news. That he's out in Miami. More details on that from Billy Lanny. We'll get to something Steph Diggs said yesterday about Drake May, his leadership, makeup, emotions, and I wonder if we see any of it on Sunday. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.